the Cultivate Conference had more than 150 attendees. Ellingson Company's Director of Government Affairs Levi Otis couldn't believe how far some of them traveled to be at Thursday's event.
I've talked to a person from Idaho, Washington, D.C., Florida, Kansas, I mean, all over the country that are here for this event.
RDO Equipment Company Executive Vice President Daryl Shelton is from Dallas-Fort Worth. Shelton sees data management as the future of ag tech.
Implementing 5G in rural areas and being able to get that farm to cloud and cloud to farm solution, and how to be able to provide that data and that information back to the grower quickly, easily, and most effectively so they can run their operation more seamlessly.
Peterson Farm Seed President Carl Peterson says it's important to think about what's coming next in agriculture.
Our company's 25, and we look back 25 years and we think how much things have changed, right? And now we have to look forward and say, well, 25 years from now, what's the industry going to look like? What are the technologies that are going to be crucial to success for farmers, and then also crucial for success for a company like ours? And so having this kind of a conference to spur that thinking, to meet some people who are working in those areas, is pretty exciting stuff.
A more permanent location for Grand Farm, the location and host of Thursday's Cultivate Conference, was also a buzz at the event. Right now, the research plots are south of Fargo. The board is accepting requests for proposals, and the deadline is now extended to July 30th. Microsoft TechSpark manager Taya Spellhog is on the board of directors. She says four communities submitted letters saying they would apply, including Kindred, North Dakota.
We have really three key aspects that we're looking at. The first one is leadership. You know, if we don't have great leadership in that community, it's not going to succeed. Farmers are very, very important, so having that key aspect. And then we look at land. We're going to need some land, upwards to probably 160 acres and more. And then the final one is infrastructure. Obviously, in order to build a new building, we got to have, you know, all the things that come with it. And broadband is a big one.
A decision is expected to be made by the Space Ag Conference in September. Catch snippets from the Cultivate Conference on Facebook and at rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.